Goldman Sachs reported record earnings this past week, or near record earnings this past week, just a magnificent third quarter. Talk about 4 or 5 points related to those earnings. First, Goldman CEO David Solomon said that he's quite concerned about a number of headwinds coming out of Washington, D.C. and a number of other places. He's watching closely and thinks these will have a negative impact or potentially negative impact on the stock market and the economy. Inflation, COVID-19, and the U.S.-China relationship, as well as developments in Washington, D.C. Second, Goldman reported that earnings were pushed higher by near-record investment banking earnings. There they had investment banking fees of $3.7 billion. Those are up almost 90% from last year and the second best quarter in the history of Goldman Sachs. It's fascinating to watch this, as most of the banks also did very well in their investment banking and transactional revenues, different than the traditional business of lending and making money from lending. That was never Goldman's traditional business, but it was a traditional business of the Bank of America's, the J.P. Morgan's, and many of the banks that reported great earnings. Third, trading revenue jumped 23% to $5.61 billion. This was also a remarkable result for Goldman Sachs. Fourth, wealth management also grew to $2.2 billion as Goldman continues to invest in and try and grow their wealth management business, both their Main Street wealth management business and their high net worth family investment wealth management business. Finally, fifth, Goldman had an overall profit of $5.38 billion in the quarter. So overall, just a dramatically terrific quarter. Thank you for listening to this update on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Five just quick notes about Goldman Sachs's earnings.